Why would Jacob come all this way and simply walk off, leaving her here to argue with Samuel? And why did she have so many feelings for Samuel when he was the most stubborn man she'd ever known? Rhoda, you're not even willing to have a conversation. What's going on with you? His softer tone tapped into a dam of emotions, and tears threatened again. The truth? She'd rather argue with Samuel and be part of the life on this farm than live anywhere else. But would staying here be fair to her relationship with Jacob? Samuel snapped his fingers. Hello? If you can't be open-minded about Landon's plan, then admit it, and let someone else decide for you. Who's going to decide? Stephen? He has no clue what an orchard this size would need to get through one canning season, let alone years of it. Not yet. He doesn't. Thankfully, her frustration gave her a lung full of air. Are you going to decide, Samuel, or Jacob? Her voice echoed off the hills, but at least she could breathe freely again. Neither of you can see this issue clearly enough to have an answer. Your visions are blurred, each wanting different things from me. She glanced at Jacob's retreating back before taking the trap to the tree. Samuel followed her. Seems more like Jacob and I want the same thing. Her heart quickened. He'd spoken softly, almost through gritted teeth. But had he realized what he'd said? She looked into his eyes, and for a moment, she saw, felt, the torrent of love that raged within him. But the terrifying part was that she returned some of those feelings. Did hers match his? He backed away. I meant business-wise.